I could have let it in. Sometimes they get pretty bad hurt, but I called the house. Everybody inspected the ball before they decided to do it or not. Some of them rule out this guy bowling so hard, get one of those string balls. It wouldn't do anything, take a little skin off of you, it would bruise you up. I'd go on for half a day. Of course, everybody wrestled. Very few people boxed. We didn't have any boxing gloves. They learned to wrestle, tell us to tussle, take each other down, put the shoulders down. As far as organized.
They played games like hide and seek?
No, they played that hide and seek, and they played blind man's bluff, ring around the rosy, the girls did. What a party they had. They had a woman or a lady out supervising them, marching around the level. And school, all during school, we didn't have any equipment to play baseball with. We finally managed to do that. We got up big enough, 13, 14 years old, we got a Boy Scout team. We had a couple of boys on at the furniture ball and another this and that and the other. And we had a pretty fair basketball, I mean, baseball team. One we were the Boy Scouts, 13 to 14. We played other towns. We went over and played Bartow. Bartow would come down and play with us. We'd go to Mulberry and play with them. They'd play us. To Wachula. They'd come back and play us. Some man was interested in Scott Hill, and he got it going. And he'd take us camping and whatnot. And he had somebody interested in baseball, and he organized the baseball team. So we started playing when we... Well, I remember playing when I was 13. I managed to get hold of a master. And some of the boys on the other team gave me an old worn-out master. We patched it up.
Did you ever, when you were a kid coming up, did you ever take a plank or something like that and put it over
a
stump and go up and down like that?
Seesaw, yeah. And we always had, smaller children had to seesaw. Boys had one, we had one, we took a plank, put it on a stump. One of the stump, we saw a tree into and dug a hole, put it in there and drilled a hole in the top of it. Like some of the parents do that. Drove a long piece of iron through the center of it. Had kind of merry-go-round. Had seats on it. One, two could get on it. One on each end. Balanced pretty well. And then the other boy standing around the side to turn it. Kids find something to do. You just give them time and an idea, they'll work on it. Some of the boys that had a little more money had private. They invite you to come over and play with them.
The rich kid?
Going round and round. I don't know what they called it. We didn't call it any name.
Did you ever see him take a limber plank or something like that, the real limber one, and fix it on both ends and jump up and down on that?
No, we didn't get that far along. We had some loaded. We just some children to stand on one end and jump on the end of it, try to throw them off of it, bounce it across a log or across a high log like that, and they'd get on it, and then somebody heavier would get on the other end, get him up there in the air. And then, if it was low, you could stand on whatever it was across, jump out on the end of it, and throw him off. What he did, he killed some of them. Of course, he'd climb every tree, fine. That's where I broke my arm.
When you were a little kid, you remember kids, they, you know, put their head on the ground and flip over like that?
We had a game. We'd sit down there, put your knees up in the air and your hands up there, and the other guy come run as fast as he could and throw his head at your belly, see? His hands on your knees, and take him by the shoulders when he hit, instead of hitting you in the face, throw him.